This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Early Morning Show. I'm Austin Bechtold with you on this wonderful Tuesday because football is in the air. The football fix in full effect. It's just so exciting because as the Pirates continue to lose and continue to just fall in the standings and more so the wild card race. And what I mean by that is just the National League standings as the Buccos, number one pick last year, number one pick this year, really, to pick Paul Skeens, but earned from last year's end result after winning the first ever draft lottery. First overall pick in 2021 to select Henry Davis. Buccos, yeah, it's not great. Currently tied for last place in the NL Central with the St. Louis Cardinals. Pirates have not finished ahead of the Cardinals since 1999 in the standings, so that might be something to play for. It really is something to play for. But right now, Pirates, St. Louis, Washington Nationals tied for second to worst in the National League. And then there's the Colorado Rockies at 46-73. Yeah, they're pretty bad. But not as bad as the Oakland A's and the Kansas City Royals. Oakland 33-86. 33-86 for Oakland. Man, the Atlanta Braves are 76-42. Kansas City Royals are 39-81. But let's get back into what Mike Tomlin was talking about earlier this week. It was after the Steelers game against Tampa Bay. And he talked about two of the guys that I've kept my eyes on so much. It's Broderick Jones. It's Calvin Austin. Broderick Jones, right now, the second string left tackle, after being selected 14th overall.
Gave him a big exposure. I like his demeanor. I like how he finished. We'll comb through it specifically and look at hand usage and how he mixed up his protections and some of the things that are very technical that are a major component of this level of play.
Nothing flashy there from Tomlin on the first round pick for the Steelers this year. Someone that, look, the Steelers are going to depend on Broderick Jones at some point this year. But it's likely, probably not going to be in the first 3 weeks. You could see him potentially come in as a swing tackle, maybe just to get him some reps in live game action in the regular season. But the Steelers have a potential firestorm on their hands against who they're facing off against the first 3 weeks in terms of pass rushers. Week one, you got to go up against Nick Bosa. Yeah, that's a defensive player of the year. Week two, in prime time, Monday Night Football, Myles Garrett, who some people think is better than TJ Watt, which is nonsense, but still, Myles Garrett is a top five, top three pass rusher in all of football. And then you got to play in Vegas in prime time again against Max Crosby, another stout pass rusher for Vegas, but and also the entire NFL. Max Crosby is fantastic. So you're likely going to see Dan Moore hold that position right now and Broderick Jones work his way into it. Now, Calvin Austin is someone who excites me to more extents than really anybody else in this offense, not named George Pickens, because it's one, the unknown, and it's two, the factor of him in jet sweeps. There is a fear factor of jet sweeps that Matt Canada is just going to continue to run him over and over and over again. I'm okay with a jet sweep a game, as long as it's timed right. But Calvin Austin also had a 67-yard passing touchdown reception from Mason Rudolph, could be explosive in this offense.
You know, it goes beyond just the flatline speed, man. And at this level, when it's good on good, speed doesn't win. Speed in combination with know-how and skills relative to your position.
And some of those skills relative to his position have been, one, being able to utilize that speed that Tomlin downplayed a little bit, but just being able to have a nose for how to run routes, go across the middle, and just beat your guy. And that's what Calvin Austin was able to do. And that's something that we've seen numerous times in training camp. Just running past people, but also being able to put a move on somebody to be able to utilize that and still utilize just pure route running to his advantage. Now, Ryan Shazier, we'll hear more from what Ryan Shazier had to say, but just a little bit of a tease for later in the Fan Morning Show. Ryan Shazier, former Steelers linebacker before his tragic injury, the former first-round pick from Ohio State, said, Quote, I think Kenny is going to have a breakout season. This was talking to the PM team yesterday. A season like a lot of the great quarterbacks in the NFL had in their second season, like Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. I'm not going to say he's going to win MVP, but he's going to play at a really high level that allows this offense to put points on the board. I mean, that's encouraging from someone who's around the Steelers constantly as much as Ryan Shazier is. And it just continues to add more and more and more and more in a world full of negativity. So much around the Steelers this year has been positive in the buildup for this team. I mean, everybody, there's no contract disputes going into the season. Alex Highsmith was signed a week before training camp. Mike Tomlin did not get an extension. That seems like water under the bridge, something that's a non-factor at all, that still has 2 years on his deal left. I'm in favor of letting Tomlin play out this year and then give him an extension, depending on what happens this season. But right now, there's just nothing but positive vibes for the Steelers. When was the last time you could say that? It's great. It's something very opportunistic for this team. And it's time now for the Steelers to show what this positivity is going into the final two preseason games and into the regular season. I'm Austin Bechtel. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. The Fan Morning Show is coming up next with the pre-show here on Sports Radio 937 The Fan.